With the government pursuing increased investment as a key driver of economic growth, the Jamaica Manufacturers Association JMA's inaugural staging of the Jamaica International Exhibition JIE is expected to have a significant impact. The three-day event will get underway at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James on June 1. Some 600 local, regional, and international suppliers and buyers are expected at the event. Executive Director of the JMA, Imega Breeze McNabb, says the JIE seeks to offer local business people an opportunity to interact with some of the largest and most important traders worldwide. She says the multi-sectoral event is the JMA's contribution to expanding investment and export and to further integrate Jamaican trade into the global supply chain.
We have over 800 manufacturers in Jamaica, and we all import equipment and a lot of our input internationally. So if it is that you want to penetrate the Jamaican market and supply our manufacturers, our tourism sector, our agriculture sector, this is actually the show to be at to display the product offerings.
The JMA is collaborating with the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, to recruit buyers to the event, as well as with the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Mrs. Breeze McNabb is appealing to local business persons to participate in the event and benefit from the opportunities that will be provided.
So what are the opportunities that are available if you do participate at the JIE? You can meet regional and international exhibitors and buyers, connect with suppliers, retailers, and distributors, form new business contacts and linkages, networking, create investment opportunities, and capitalize on business-to-business meetings.
The JIE, to be hosted biannually, targets investment in manufacturing, agriculture, tourism, and business processing sectors, among others. Booth space can be accessed for $1,500, while tabletop options are available for $750. Meanwhile, JMA President Metri Siaga is predicting that the JIE will eclipse any other trade expo on the national calendar of events in size, prestige, and outreach, noting that he expects that the JIE will be the biggest ever to be held in the region. Mr. Siaga says the JMA is proud to be hosting an event that will give local participants an opportunity to get their products into the global marketplace, giving brand Jamaica a further boost. Turning to the country's growth plan, Mr. Siaga says the sector has a key role to play in facilitating Jamaica's plan of achieving 5% growth in the next 4 years. He notes that the manufacturing sector contributes 8.5% to gross domestic product GDP, compared to agriculture, forestry and fisheries, which contribute 7.3%, mining and quarrying 2.2%, and tourism 5.8%.
Manufacturing remains a key pillar of the Jamaican economy, and the sector is an important driver of productivity, growth and trade. Our plan, as outlined in the manufacturing growth strategy, is to grow GDP by 50% from 8.6 to nearly 16%. To grow employment by 20% to 95,000 jobs, and to grow exports by 20%.
Mr. Siaga says the sector will continue to carry out an effective role working to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business.
Manufacturing is not dead, nor is it dying. As with anything else, it is evolving.
JMA President Metri Siaga. He is commending the efforts and resilience of the country's manufacturers and entrepreneurs who continue to robustly innovate despite existing challenges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.